Hello, and thanks for tuning in to this podcast recorded at Hope Lutheran Church in Toledo, Ohio. The following scripture reading and sermon were recorded during regular worship on Sunday morning. We can be found on the web at hopetoledo.net. Check us out, or better yet, check us out in person at our regular worship services. Blessings to you this day. The Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Now, on that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. Jesus himself stood among the disciples and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and terrified and thought they were seeing a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you frightened, and why do doubts arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet. See that it is I, myself. Touch me and see, for a ghost does not have flesh and bones as you see that I have." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and feet. While in their joy they were disbelieving and still wondering, he said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate in their presence. Then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. And he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. And see, I am sending you upon what my Father promised. So stay here in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Today we indeed continue our Easter celebration with what is the fifth of six post-resurrection occurrences that we experience in Luke's account. It begins with women and two men at the tomb. The women announcing to the 11 that Jesus was raised, Peter running to the tomb and verifying that the tomb was empty, Jesus meeting some of them along the road to Emmaus, the gathering in Jerusalem we read about today, and then Jesus and his followers in Bethany. Each of these appearances of Jesus follows a relatively familiar pattern. Jesus reveals himself to the disciples. He eats with them, he teaches them, and he commissions them to go into the world. And today's text speaks to some of the questions and doubts that were being experienced by those very first Christians. And while we tend to merge the four gospel accounts into a single thread, it's important to note that the account of doubting Thomas, which Pastor Kristen preached on last week, is from the Gospel of John rather than Luke, and both accounts are addressing the questions about Jesus' physical resurrection. I think this text also speaks to us today in some of the questions that I've heard surrounding Jesus' death and resurrection. And to be honest, we can't get real with our faith if we aren't willing to wrestle with the questions we have around those things. The first question I often hear with people is wrestling with the crucifixion is whether Jesus, in fact, really died. I have to be honest with you, that's not something they would have wrestled with in Jesus' day. If you've seen Mel Gibson's portrayal of the Passion, you see how graphic crucifixion was. It was all around them. There were crucified bodies always hanging on crosses around town. Death was something that you experienced, and crucifixion and its cruelty for challenging Rome's power and encounters with death was an ever-present reality for people in the first century. In many ways, it's quite different from our own experience of death today because we tend to treat death very clinically and we tend to sanitize it. Though I will say that the pandemic did make death more real and more visible in many ways. So to the question, was Jesus dead? I have no question that the soldiers made certain that they had finished the assignment. I have no question that those at the foot of the cross knew what death was, and Jesus was dead. He wasn't in a coma, and he certainly wasn't asleep. Now, starting with the basis that Jesus was in fact dead, the next question I hear is one which the early church wrestled with, and that is, what was this resurrection, and was it a full bodily resurrection? So Luke reports, while they were talking about this, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." As I shared with the time with our children, obviously an encounter with Jesus is scary enough that Jesus each time has to call upon peace to those who are experiencing it. Luke reports, they were startled and terrified, and they thought they had seen a ghost. The idea of a spirit living on after death would have been common. And Luke makes clear that Jesus is more than a spirit, because spirits can't be touched and spirits don't eat. And this part of our faith was so significant that it made it into both the Nicene and Apostles' Creeds, which defined what our faith is. Luke says that Jesus even invites the disciples to touch Jesus. So how does the good news of Easter shape our hope in our lives today as we live as disciples? The physical details about Jesus' post-resurrection appearances are offered by Luke as a form of proof, cataloging and foreshadowing the thrust of the message about him that his disciples would carry out into the world as they're commissioned. And it's helpful for us to remember that the good news the disciples preached was not bound up in the teaching of Jesus as much as it was focused on the pivotal events of his death and resurrection. The risen Jesus, wiping the crumbs of fish off the table, reminded them that this was not a philosophy they were dealing with, but a real resurrected person in whose name forgiveness and repentance would be proclaimed to all nations, starting in Jerusalem and moving out. Later in the books of Acts, Luke reports that the disciples don't go around Rome setting up memorials or organizations to remember what Jesus did, offering up his teachings. Instead, they went into the world declaring that Jesus was in fact alive, and that his death and resurrection had ushered in a new age when God would set a fallen world right, and they had witnessed the resurrection. They also understood that after his ascension, they were to continue to embody his scarred hands and feet, feeding a world hungry for the hope of salvation, wholeness, and the promise that the new life Easter offers. They reminded people that they had seen a ghost or a resurrected corpse. They had witnessed something utterly new, surprising, something that brought overwhelming joy. And no matter how bizarre or wild it sounded, no matter how much the prevailing powers tried to crush their movement, those first disciples turned apostles were witnesses to the reality of resurrection. We also need to make sure that we make the connection between the word witnesses and the word for witness, which is the same word as martyr. There in Jerusalem, something on that amazing Sunday, Jesus mapped out for his disciples just how the journey had been leading God's people to this precise point in history. He led them on a biblical travelogue through the liberating stories of Exodus, onto the warnings and exhortations of the prophets calling God's people back, and through the pain and hope that the Psalms embodied for God's people, to his own journey to the cross. His death had been an essential part of that journey, and it was now seen as a holy day instead of a day of mourning. Because Jesus had journeyed downward from heavenly exaltation into our humanity, had taken that trip to the very depths of pain and death that we mortals experience, and had returned on Easter morning in amazing triumph. And because of Jesus, death is no longer our final destination, but rather a doorway into the next kingdom. And for that, we give thanks. I invite those of you that are able to stand as we pray together. Lord God, we give you thanks for the good news of Easter, for the resurrection of your Son Jesus, and for his commission to the first disciples and to us. Send us into the world declaring the good news of Easter and